Good morning, and welcome to Netia's first quarter 2013 results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Miroslav Gerlevski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. John Eastick, Chief Financial Officer. Following management formal comments, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Gerlevski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our first quarter 2013 results conference call. As always, I'll be referring to the presentation we posted on our website early this morning. Let me start with page three, highlights of that presentation. I know it's a peak season for the announcement of the first quarter results, so we'll try to move as quickly as possible and let you ask questions toward the end. Starting with page three of that presentation I've mentioned. This was a quarter of drop in revenue for us, but that drop happened as expected by us, and approximately one-third of that revenue decline is a direct impact of MTR cuts, both when it comes to year-on-year comparison and also quarter-on-quarter comparison. At the same time, this was a quarter of record 99 million zlotys adjusted operating free cash flow for us, and profitability at the adjusted EBITDA level of 142 million zlotys just in that first quarter. Profitability has been driven mostly by synergy extractions from Dialog and Crowley acquisitions and lower SAC spending, while gross margin on regulated access services remains to be under pressure. Today, we'll talk you again about announcement offer to purchase shares under which we intend to acquire 16 million shares, representing 4.15% of Netia shares capital at 8 zlotys per share for a total of 128 million zlotys. We'll cover more details as the time to subscribe is coming to the end. Also in more details, we'll talk about recent acquisition of cable TV network from UPC, which we just closed after walking consent, the anti-monopoly office consent in Poland. Turning to page four, let's look at the segment results in more details. In business segment, revenue for the first quarter was 238 million zlotys, down by 5% compared to the fourth quarter of last year, while RGUs increased sequentially by 1% and 7% year-on-year. That revenue decline, or vast majority of that revenue decline, came as an MTR cut effect, and it's estimated to be at 68% of the whole decrease of revenue in that segment. Adjusted EBITDA for the business segment was coming at almost 48%, again supported by Dialog and Crowley integration and also a reduction in MTRs. Operating free cash flow as a result in that segment was at a very, very healthy 90 million zlotys just for that first quarter. We expect that business segment to be a key profit engine in the near term, and we intend to focus strongly on developing services for our business customers. I will talk a little bit more later on throughout the presentation. At the same time, in home segment, revenue came at 245 million, down 5% compared to Q4 of last year. That has been mostly driven by falling voice and broadband RGUs by 4%, but we accomplished substantial growth in TV services with further improvements ahead of us. Again, I'll cover it later in more details. Adjusted EBITDA margin was coming at almost 24%. ARPU slightly lower in that segment in fourth quarter across all product lines, but above our original expectations and really consistent with our strategy to focus on high-end customers rather than repricing services to defend off-net customers. So you will see this, for instance, in wholesale line rental ARPU being stable. Adjusted operating free cash flow was 43 million zlotys in that quarter, so it's a healthy segment with low capex at the same time. And in that segment, sales focus, as we said a few quarters ago already, is on on-net broadband and TV services. And it's obviously because of this continuous pressure and deteriorating profitability of wholesale line rental and bitstream access-based services, so regulatory or regulated-based services. Page 5, very briefly, you could have already seen this this page, but it's worth reiterating that business segment, which contributes less than 50% of revenue, accounts for way above 66% of adjusted EBITDA and almost 70% of adjusted operating free cash flow. In that business segment, the margin is mostly supported by higher on-network share of RGUs. Obviously, we invest in connectivity to a vast majority of business customers. Residential markets, we are expecting, and it should, it has to stabilize in 2013, and it would be happening through growth of TV services and also broadband services, but on net part of the market. Let's move to a little bit more detailed segment view on page 6, where you can see that there is a really rising margin across all of the segments or sub-segments, again driven by extraction of the synergies from Dialog Group and Crowley. I will not be getting into too many details at this stage, but we'll suggest we move to page 7 to look at some of the update on some of the key events and performance indicators in the business segment, which I've already touched on, representing almost 70% of free cash flow generation for us. We estimate our market share in business segment to be at close to 13%, and it is stable, and I hope and I would expect this to that we bend the trend here and start growing that share. We have 185,000 customers served in that segment with growing number of RGUs. We have by now 725,000 RGUs, and also per customer RGUs are nicely going up. It's almost 4 RGUs per customer. We launched a number of new business-related products, just to mention Netia Video Anywhere and also Netia Office Anywhere. That is something to be proud of, as we were first in Europe, as the first operator in Europe who teamed up with Microsoft Link and introduced that product, which is really a solution integrating all methods of office communication and collaborative work. I hope some of your businesses you are involved in may become our clients too. And also, we gained many new clients. Examples, just to mention two, would include Qatar Airways, for instance, which where we where that customer is servicing European clients of Qatar Airways, and our solution collects traffic from local numbers across European countries and leads it to Qatar Airways contact center in Poland. So it's quite a unique solution, which demonstrates our ability to work with truly European or international clients, despite our network focus being only in Poland. Or Telepizza, where we connect at more than 100 clients' location. This is not the biggest network of a client, but it's the first quarter gain client, which we are proud to mention. Let's move into the residential segment performance indicators, and we can start with page 8. where we see an improved sequential performance and firm ARPU coming on broadband front. Yes, we still lost 9,000 clients, but it's so much better trend than it was in the past quarter, so it seems like we are bending that trend. Net additions performance was also very good on TV. I'll show it later. But that really demonstrates our effect of our focus on our own network. So by now, 46% of customers are directly serviced on our network, and ARPU was fairly stable, 56 zlotys compared to 57 in the previous quarter. Let's move to page 9. In voice, due to aggressive price competition, but also our Netia's defocus on hotel line rental, stands behind the 3% sequential loss of lines. Here we also see mix shift to our own network, with now 40% of customers served directly via Netia's own network, which is almost 3% up on year-on-year basis. Blended ARPU dropped by 1.3 zlotys, down to 44. But again, you can see new dynamics here. Wholesale rental ARPU is stable. That's the result of this focus on rather protecting ARPU than repricing, and we accept some of the loss of those services. And on-net ARPU is slightly down due to bundling and also more aggressive defense, mostly against cable operators or complete disconnections away to mobile. I'm happy to report, if you flip to page 10, a very visible progress in TV sales, and it's driven mostly by streaming, adaptive IP streaming. TVC services reached in first quarter 91,237 RGUs. We expect that that product, but also coverage, which is increasing, and distribution efforts we are putting, should lead into further acceleration in sales of TV services growth in the quarters to come. TV ARPU was down 40 zlotys in that first quarter from earlier 42 zlotys, and it's mostly due to increasing share of this cheaper and narrower smooth streaming offers. I'll refer to it also later on in the mix with IPTV services. But in terms of gaining new customers, this is a good sign. We also see an opportunity in the future to upsell additional services or additional programming to those gained customers. Page 11 reminds you on Netia personal TV features, and I would just draw your attention for a while to the left column of that page to walk you through some of the most recent developments in our TV offer. In March of this year, Netia introduced a new TV package called Comfortable or Comfortable. It contains AXN and CBS channels, and also makes HBO HD and Premium Plus packages optional. We also have decided to move 15 of DTT, so far only available in DTT channels, to smooth streaming. Some of our clients just hated having an antenna or had a problem with connecting with antenna, so they appreciate the fact that it all comes now in one way of delivering it to them. We also introduced some new services through our first quarter, a new version of iPla in Cantinoplex, new VOD app called Filmbox Live, and also we added a remote control based on Android smartphones. And I'm bringing it up because that shows the direction in which our personal TV offer is being developed, and it also makes me believing that over time it will be more and more competitive, not only against satellite, but also against cable TV offers due to its unique set of features. Flipping to page 12, as I was stating earlier, Wi-Fi is our way of addressing customer needs for wireless solutions. So let me draw your attention to the bottom right corner of that page. Today, Netia is a strategic partner for FON in Poland, and what that means is that our clients are now enjoying more than 200,000 Netia spots with that FON functionality in Poland only. But also, they are able to access more than 8 million phone hotspots around the world. So this is the beginning of this feature or this benefit being noticed by our customers. And we are also proactively pursuing WLAN deployment in the business customers segment, which will further enrich accessibility of Wi-Fi. WLAN is basically a managed Wi-Fi solution for business customers. And on top of this Wi-Fi development, which is a primary way of addressing, going forward, addressing wireless needs, we have in first quarter 86,000 of mobile RGUs, out of which 29,000 represent data RGUs and 56,000 voice RGUs. So with this, a quick update on commercial side, development on the commercial side, let me turn to Jonathan Isik, Netia's CFO, to walk you through more details of our financial performance, as well as update on that recent acquisition of Cable TV Network. Jonathan?
Thank you very much, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for joining us and giving us the opportunity to take you through Netia's results for the first quarter of 2013. I'm going to start my remarks from slide 13, which presents the first quarter and the last and the four quarters of 2012, all the key figures from the financial results. One thing to note is that after the consolidation and integration of Dialog and Crowley, all the data on this slide and all the data on the subsequent slides is now fully consistent after we've completely integrated those two companies into our business during the course of 2012. So starting from revenue, we noted revenue of 490.7 million zloty for the first quarter of 2013. That's down 9.8% year-on-year from 544.3 million in the first quarter of 2012. It's also down by 5.6% sequentially, which is a somewhat faster decrease than we saw in Q4 versus Q3. But as Mirek has already mentioned a couple of times during the presentation, a major factor behind that acceleration is the cut in MTR rates, so rates that we pay for terminating traffic on mobile networks, from 12 groszy in December to 8 groszy as of the 1st of January. Also, looking back a year, the rates in the first quarter last year were at 15 groszy, and so we've had a cut of virtually 50% looking at it from a year-on-year perspective. So we've calculated and estimated that those MTR impacts on revenue account for roughly one-third of the drop in revenue both year-on-year and sequentially. And in particular, that's hit us on the business market revenue, where customers are very quick to react and look for cuts in their retail tariffs, and also on the wholesale side, where a lot of the trading activity is in and around transiting mobile traffic. So revenue on a slightly downward trend. I'll talk more about the retail aspects on the next couple of slides. What this slide also shows is that despite the revenue drop, margins have actually been holding up very well. Our gross profit margin increased to 33% from 30.2% a year earlier, and it's 3% higher than in the fourth quarter. And that in turn fed through to an adjusted EBITDA of 142 million zloty, 28.9% margin, and 6.8% improvement year on year. It's 1.8% down sequentially, but on a 5.6% sequential revenue decline, as I mentioned. Now, the key reasons behind the improvement in the profitability are obviously the synergies coming off of the integration of Crowley and Dialog, but also the fact that a lot of the RGUs we've been losing, and we've lost 8% of our RGU base across the 12-month period, have actually been in much lower than average profitability services. In particular, I'm thinking of WLR and BSA services, and I'm thinking of this transit business that the wholesale part of our organization engages in. Those are all low-margin services, and we've been losing that disproportionately. Looking at EBIT, adjusted EBIT came in at 30.7 million, so for a 6.2% margin, and it's up 136% year on year from nearly 13 million in the first quarter of last year. Normal process in the first quarter every year is to review the useful lives of assets and reset useful lives accordingly. That contributed about a 5 million reduction out of the 10 million reduction in sequential depreciation that you see in the numbers. The other 5 million coming from principally from licenses bought over 10 years ago that have now the depreciation periods have now run down. Those licenses don't have any significance anymore because everything is done on the basis of permits these days. Moving on to slide 14, and we lay out the profile of the different elements of our revenues. As I'd already mentioned, total revenue dropped to 491 million zloty in the quarter. Voice revenue was at 222 million zloty, which is 5.5% down sequentially, 14% down year on year. As I mentioned, the RGU fall here is 8% year on year, and so the rest of the decline is coming from the ARPU drop that we saw, and that splits really two ways. On the one hand, on WLR, we've successfully defended a 45 zloty ARPU now for five consecutive quarters. On the other hand, on our own network, we're increasingly bundling voice services together with triple play. We're on the business market fighting aggressively for customers, where you do see there's actually increasing numbers of voice services, particularly on VoIP services. And so on that side of things, the ARPU dropped from 47 to 43 zloty, but obviously because the traffic's on our own network, our margins are considerably higher than they are on the regulated access. Moving on to data revenue, we had 190 million zloty of data revenue in the quarter, which is 5% down year on year. However, all of this is related to RGU falls, which were at 5%. The ARPUs have been holding up extremely well year to year at about 56 zloty. In other revenues, component other includes our TV and mobile services revenue. There were some other elements of other telecommunications revenue that have dropped dramatically over the course of the last 12 months due to some regulatory changes. The TV revenue itself is up by 36% year on year within that category of 25 million in the first quarter. Moving on to slide 15, we presented to you during our Q4 conference call for 2012 a EBITDA bridge to take us from last year's 591 million adjusted EBITDA results to this year's guidance of 525 million adjusted EBITDA. And on this slide, what we've done is present the actual performance against those targets for first quarter 2013 versus the first quarter of last year. So this gives you an idea of how we're doing in terms of delivering the guidance after the first quarter. Starting with the residential segment, you can see that adjusted EBITDA loss attributable to RGU losses amounted to 25 million zloty, which is already consuming about 60% of the target for the full year of minus 42 million. That's somewhat to be expected because we were flagging previously that we hope to accelerate broadband and further accelerate TV sales over the course of this year. We also clearly need to slow down the rate we're losing voice customers if we're going to deliver on this piece of our guidance. But we still expect to be able to do that as the year progresses. On the other hand, on the ARPU side of things, as we took you through in detail over the last couple of quarters, although there's been massive price discounting in the market by several of our competitors over the last couple of quarters, we've been sticking very, let's say, intransigently to ARPU defense in our commercial strategy on the residential segment. And it's actually going much better than even we anticipated. So we've only lost 8 million zloty related to ARPU declines, and that's only 9% of the target for the full year. We managed to make some of this money back on MTR cost reductions, and obviously also on the fees we pay to TPSA for the WLR and BSA customers that we've lost over the year. Looking at the business market, it's kind of the opposite way around. Here we have RGU growth quarter to quarter. That trend's continuing. That contributed 12 million of positive variance to the EBITDA bridge. But on the other hand, the MTR effects in particular have had a significant impact on ARPUs overall over the course of the 12 months. So here we've delivered 36% of the full year target. And again, we have savings coming off of MTRs totaling about 16 million zloty over the course of the 12 months. On the cost items lower down the income statement, you can see that everything is favorable, and in some cases we've already delivered the full year savings already in the first quarter. That's for a number of reasons. We still expect to accelerate gross additions during the latter part of the year, so we're overperforming in terms of not spending acquisition costs. Advertising was down, whereas we expected to be up over the course of the year as a whole, but very good results on variable and fixed costs although we would expect some seasonality on fixed costs, we would hope to hold on to these positive variances as the year progresses. So overall, very much on track to come in at the 525 million target, with 27% of that target already delivered after the first quarter. Very quickly on the integration of Crowley and Dialog on slide 16, there isn't that much to report because in terms of projects completed, this project is now very much running down pending the final billing migration of Dialog systems over to the Netia systems at the end of this year. That said, synergies in the quarter were up to 38 million zloty, and our total synergy delivered over the five quarters that we've been doing the integration has reached 115 million zloty. And our headcount continues to tick down quite nicely. We lost another 40 or so heads over the last 3 months, and our headcount now is down below 2,000 at 1,971 heads. Some further modest declines could be expected over the rest of the year. Going into next year, as I said, once this migration of systems has been completed, there'll be some further rationalization. Moving on to slide 17, looking at what occurred below the adjusted EBITDA line over the last 3 months, EBITDA came in at 138.6 million zloty. Integration and restructuring costs are trending down in line with the scale of the integration project. We only spent about 3 million zloty on restructuring and integration during the quarter. The M&A costs of 270,000 were mainly related to the UPC deal that I'm about to talk about towards the end of the presentation. So this was a very low-cost project for us. You'll see why when I get to the presentation on that point. Depreciation decline, you see it here from 120 to 111 million zloty, the reasons I already went through. And financial expenses trending down nicely, both because floating interest rates are obviously down dramatically on a year ago, and also because our debt balance is reducing. Over the page on slide 18, capital investment came in at 46 million zloty for the quarter, down from 60 million for the first quarter of the prior year. Because of the integration of the businesses, the data provided as to where this money has been spent is consistent now across all the new Netia businesses. A few reasons for the drop year on year. Obviously, overall, we are planning to spend less compared to 2013 with a 225 target for the full year. As those of you that live here know, the winter lasted longer than usual, so some of the annual projects got off to a late start. We also didn't spend too much on Netia players because we were mainly selling from stock during the first quarter. So we would expect the CapEx run rate to accelerate over the next, particularly the next couple of quarters, and we still target 225 for the year as a whole. Operating free cash flow was a record performance for us, 99 million zloty generated, the difference between the adjusted EBITDA and the CapEx performance. That's up about 34% or so on last year's 73 million zloty. Target for the full year is 300 million zloty, and that looks well within reach after the first quarter. A few comments about our debt level, which needs maybe some clarification going into the second quarter. This is laid out on slide 19. The 99 million of free cash flow I mentioned on the previous slide delivered a net 73 million reduction in net debt to 335 million zloty at the end of the first quarter. The difference is coming from two areas. We spent 15 million on finishing the third tranche of share buybacks. We also had some interest installments to pay on the loans. The 335 includes, however, 129 million zloty, which we've transferred into escrow pending the conclusion of the offer to purchase shares from our investors that closes next week. We would anticipate that our investors will be very happy to take the offer at 8 zloty per share. We want to buy back 16 million shares at 8 zloty per share in order to distribute this 128 million zloty that we put into escrow. So when that money passes over to our shareholders, which should happen at the end of May, we'll be left in a position that you also see on this slide, which is to have net debt pro forma as of 31st of March at the level of 464 million zloty. That translates to about just under 0.9 times this year's adjusted EBITDA forecast. But remembering that we'll be cash flow generative for the rest of the year, absent any acquisition surprises, one would expect that our leverage is going to continue to decline from that level towards the end of 2013. So leverage is at a very comfortable level, leaving us well placed both for acquisitions
and also to even increase the payout next year. And as we said last time round, our target for next year is to return 145 million zloty to our shareholders. The next slide I won't dwell on, it should be familiar to you all. There is a 50% threshold. We need to get at least 50% of shares to be offered for sale before, in order to close the tender offer next week. But we're sure that that will be achieved. Lastly, from my side, I want to walk you through the acquisition that we just completed. It's very low-key from a financial perspective, but it's very important for us going forward from a strategic perspective, and this is laid out on slide 21. Netia has acquired a big chunk of the cable TV network that the former Aster City Cable sold to UPC 2 years ago. This was possible because the Monopoly Office, as part of its decision to sanction that merger, enforced the disposal of these assets on UPC. And so we were able to benefit from the opportunity to buy a state-of-the-art cable TV network at a knockdown price, as I'm going to take you through on this slide. So first of all, what have we bought? We bought the access network from UPC in Kraków and Warsaw. It comprises about 446,000 homes passed in the two most valuable high-income markets in Poland, where Netia actually has a very small footprint of its own for historical reasons. We bought the optical node, the amplifiers, and the lock boxes in all the buildings within this network. We have full access to all the drop cabling in the buildings as and when we win customers in the future. What we need to do right now, and we're starting to do, is to connect these optical nodes. There's about 417 optical nodes that we acquired. The immediate project is to connect them into the Netia backbone network so that we can start to deliver Netia triple play services to these 446,000 homes passed. That will take several months to achieve, but we would expect by the end of this year to be in a position to at least be piloting our services on this network. In the meantime, UPC still has a few retail customers that they are connecting using this infrastructure. They're gradually overbuilding this infrastructure so that they can take these customers onto their own network. And they're going to pay us for the privilege of using this this network in the interim period. So what does it mean for us, first of all, in terms of the impact on our NGA-ready network? Today we have 2.5 million homes passed in total, plus these 446,000 is an 18% increase, and we'll have at the end, we'll have once fully integrated 2.9 million homes passed on our own infrastructure available to Netia, which makes us comfortably the biggest cabled operator after TPSA in the market. We'll be bigger than UPC. In terms of NGA readiness, including the projects which are ongoing this year on our legacy infrastructure, copper, Ethernet and PON, plus probably 400,000 or so of these homes passed that we would expect to connect in the first wave, we'll move on to about 1.7 million NGA ready homes passed where we can deliver really high quality triple play services. So this makes a significant material difference to our position. It also gives us a foothold in the cable market. And if our retail sales on this network goes well, it will give us a base for potential synergies if we were to look at further acquisitions in that area in the long term. For some of you, I'm sure the most interesting part will be how much we've paid. And this is laid out on the bottom right-hand side of the slide. There's three elements to the deal. We have a minimum purchase price of 6 million zloty plus an earn-out that could take the price up to as high as 21 million zloty if penetration rates come in ahead of our expectations. For the wholesale service we're providing back to UPC over the next 12 months, they're actually giving us back 4.5 million for leasing the network. And on top of everything, there are pre-existing commercial agreements with UPC, mainly in the wholesale area, which have been discounted in our favour. They're multi-year agreements, and those discounts we estimate at a value of about 16 million zloty favourable to Netia. So, you know, to cut the long story short, we're not paying very much at all for these assets. And the upside potential here is really very exciting. So with those comments, I'm going to pass it back to Mirek to summarise.
Thank you, Jonathan. A very quick summary. I hope you would agree with me that Netia made a solid start into 2013, and we've delivered satisfactory financial results in line with our expectations. With record high adjusted operating free cash flow coming at 99 million zlotys in the first quarter. The cash generative business segment balances off the residential segment short-term weaknesses or the time when we go through the transformation. And obviously for that residential segment, as we were trying to explain, further progress in TV sales is already happening, but it will be also crucial going forward. So both going forward, both development of TV services as such, as well as development of RGUs sold and penetration achieved. The economic slowdown, but also competitive pressure doesn't help, and you can see this with RGU loss on voice especially, but also some broadband, and especially off-net broadband. I'm really excited with this last slide explained by Jonathan that we've expanded our own network by 18% with really high-quality network bought from UPC, so we are up to 2.9 homes passed and mostly covering the most attractive markets from demographic perspective, Warsaw and Krakow. Today we are confirming our guidance for 525 million zlotys EBITDA full year and 300 million operating free cash flow. And also we've just reiterated our new distribution policy with the buyback happening as we speak. But also reconfirming our intent to propose a distribution in the form of a dividend next year of 145 million zlotys, or an equivalent of 42 groszy per share, and be able to continue it going forward. Leverage, as explained also, is a very low 0.88 level. And it's kind of short-term, even from that perspective, driven by that ongoing buyback offer. So with this quick summary, I would thank you for listening, and as always, we'll be happy now to handle any questions you might have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question on this call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. We currently have no questions coming through, so just another reminder, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And we have a question coming from the line of Vera Suteda from Estor Bank. Please go ahead, Vera.
Yes, good morning. I have a question regarding the sequential significant increase in the TV. Is this something to do with promotions? Should we expect it that only to be only in the first quarter and then should come down in the next couple of quarters, or we can extrapolate the significant increase in the next coming quarters?
Yeah. Thank you for the question. As I stated, we are expanding our TV offering by maturing of the product, but also expansion of the network to which we can deliver TV. So I would expect this performance to continue. We had only one quarter of slowdown, which was a third quarter of last year. But back then, the quarter before that, we had a quite unusual push, kind of a trial offer, which then led into high resignation. We had nothing of that nature now. Yes, there is a lot of promotions, but nothing of unusual nature, and our intent is to continue pushing it that way, both on IPTV and incrementally on streaming, smooth streaming solutions. So my expectation would be to have a continuation of that type of performance going forward.
And just have another question regarding the cable acquisition and the network acquisition. When should we expect this to impact positively on your revenue generating units? Is this already this year, or is actually for 2014?
No, as we've said in the earlier announcements, we're not expecting anything really material to touch the financial results this year, neither in terms of OPEX or CAPEX. So we'll probably be at the pilot stage at the end of the year. We'd look to go commercial with this early next year.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from the line of Peter Friesland from Avaron. Please go ahead, Peter.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
I have a question on what is your view on the potential impact of LTE on your business. Do you expect any migration by some of the customers, or basically what is basically the potential impact on your business? Are you making any plans to counter effect it? I understand this Wi-Fi plan was related to that. And the second question is, do you see any what is your view on this multiplex that has been launched in Poland, and what is your view, how many customers in your kind of region, in your home's past region, actually use it? Thank you.
Oh, you mean the second question, the DTT?
Yes. The DTT.
Okay. On LTE, I think incrementally more and more people see this as just the next improvement in the mobile broadband rather than a revolutionary change. And we've been obviously facing mobile broadband competition even before. So we are not either seeing nor expecting anything unique in that respect to be competitive against our fixed line broadband offer. Especially as the future of broadband calls for a very high capacity, almost unlimited transfers, mostly driven by video, and that's why we are talking about upgrading that network to be able to handle that. Wi-Fi is a solution, reliable, fast, and also already not for free, but already built into the subscription fees on a fixed line. Surely there will always be customers who are on the move and never use any solutions back home. This could be true. This could be also true for television services. You know, there are people without TV sets, and also for mobile, but not to the extent that would be a threat to our fixed line broadband, especially combined with a television or with a triple play offer. When it comes to DTT. We are rather trying to go on that wave and combine our offer of streaming and IPTV with DTT, and we've rather seen against our expectations that people are disappointed with DPP quality, and that's why when I was talking about expansion of our offer, we've decided to roll in those DPP channels into smooth streaming, which is expected by many clients. So again, no adverse impact on our offer. We rather focus, as we expected, on competing against cable operators head to head with Super Play offer.
Okay, so basically, those DTT channels are added to your offer free of charge, or basically they get them on top of your previous offer, or they need to pay for it?
No, they are in the packaged offer. Channels as such, obviously free of charge, but you can't buy those channels only. You have to
okay.
buy the offer as such. Yeah.
Okay, and I have one more question. Maybe you can comment what is currently the situation in the broadband offer in comparison to TPSA. There, TPSA at some stage significantly lowered prices, I understand. So how do you see the competitive position currently of Netia in comparison to the market leader?
Yes, that price cut took place, if I remember, October last year. Since then, there is a stable price offering. We reflected that price cut in our forecasts for 2013 already last year. This was our announcement of forecast for 2013. So you're not seeing anything new compared to that announcement and that price cut. And obviously, you have to differentiate between what we call an on-net and off-net activities. That is affecting more our off-net clients, so therefore the shift in our strategy is to defocus on acquiring new clients on this off-net activities where there is direct margin and direct offer comparison with TP, and rather focus on our on-net where a margin we can realize from the same offer is so much better for us, but also where we can package it together with television services, which, as you can see, are increasingly important to the uptake of our offer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We currently have no questions coming through, so just another reminder, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. As there are no further questions coming through, I'll turn the call over to Mr. Godlewski for his final comments.
Thank you very much, and I just wish you a good day, and I know it's a busy day with all the company's announcements coming, so looking forward to, as always, in-person meetings in the weeks to come. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. You may now disconnect the lines.